This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, a warning if you're baking for the holidays, especially if you like to sample the raw dough or lick the batter from the spoon, don't do it. The FDA and the CDC both say you'll risk the chance of illness if you do. I found out why from Parkland Hospital dietitian Rachel Trammell.
The first danger that we all usually think of is eggs, right? So you don't want to necessarily eat raw eggs because of the risk of salmonella poisoning. But lately, there have been a lot of outbreaks of E. coli in flour, especially raw flour, and that is the main concern right now.
Now, you're saying raw flour. I always thought of flour as something that was processed.
Right, because the grain comes out of the field and then it's ground, right?
Right.
Well, if there's something that is on the grain before it's ground, that bacteria or germ or bug gets ground up into the grain. And because we don't really heat flour before we use it, it stays in the flour.
So now I'm thinking of things like cookie dough.
Yes.
We should stay away from that.
Well, the warning is be careful eating raw dough. So there are some companies, I am not repping any company, but there are some companies who have chosen to heat treat their flour. You need to heat it to about 71 degrees Celsius or 160 degrees Fahrenheit to kill off E. coli, and also use pasteurized eggs. Pasteurization is a process that kills the bacteria without cooking the egg. So since they use those two things, Nestle and Pillsbury have started doing that, those would be safer to eat. You wouldn't necessarily want to just open a bag of flour and use regular eggs at home and then eat cookie dough, batter of any kind, cake batter, things like that.
One of the things of handling flour is that unless you're really careful, it gets all over the place. So does this beg more care in how we handle or deal with flour?
Well, it's a good idea to always be careful in handling food whenever you're cooking. But at the same time, I'm not sure that flour flying all over your kitchen poses a big health risk to most people.
Not that, not rolling pins and or
exactly. Of course, you always want to clean things after you use them. So if you're rolling out a pie crust or something like that for a pie this Christmas, it's a good idea to wash the rolling pin before you use it again. If you really, really want to make a cookie dough or cake batter that you can eat raw, then toast your flour in a skillet on medium heat before you use it, and then use pasteurized eggs. You can get pasteurized eggs at the grocery store. You just want to look on the carton, and it will say pasteurized.
Does that make a difference in the quality of the egg, the taste of the egg?
No, it doesn't change the taste or the quality. It just means it's been treated, usually with light, to kill any bacteria, like salmonella.
Cookie dough ice cream.
Cookie dough ice cream that is sold at grocery stores is safe. Usually it's made like the Nestle or the Pillsbury with heated flour or pasteurized eggs. And in some cases, they leave out eggs altogether.
And for those people who are tempted still to buy that log of cookie dough,
don't care,
rip
right?
it off, yeah, and who still think, well, that can't be so bad.
Exactly.
Is that something to be careful of?
If someone asked me if they could do that, I would say choose Nestle or Pillsbury if you really, really want to eat raw cookie dough because their flour is heat treated and their eggs are pasteurized. If you're using other brands, I would not recommend doing that. E. coli usually is an illness that sets in within 3 to 4 days of eating food that's infected with it, and it can cause severe stomach cramping. But for people who have immune systems that are compromised, for the elderly or the very young, that can cause major, major problems. It can be very serious.
Same for salmonella.
Salmonella usually sets in 6 hours to 6 days after you eat it, and it can cause less severe stomach cramping than E. coli. So not that it's a less severe infection in any way, but E. coli is usually just has more severe symptoms. Most people have told me when I talk to them about this, I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It didn't cause a problem for me, so why shouldn't I give that to my grandkids?
Right.
Our food supply is different now than it was then, and germs and bacteria have evolved to survive. So it is something that we need to be careful with and really pay attention to. We're not trying to be the food Nazi here, but we are trying to be safe.
Rachel Trammell, thank you for being with me.
Thanks, Sam.